KFI AM 640, Thompson and Espinosa Show. God, I can't believe it's Christmas around the corner. Mark Thompson, Elizabeth Espinosa. Mark, I hope you have a great gift for me. Just throwing it out there.
Well, I know that's what the holidays are all about, you. So I will try to come through with a gift for you. Now, I do have a cute little gift for you, and I will at an appropriate time, I'll give it to you. And I hope it's this Christmas. That is the appropriate time. There was an interesting study about dietary habits, and it was boiled down to essentially this. They took a bunch of people in this study, over 11,000 of them, and 8 out of 10 vegetarians returned to eating meat.
8 out of 10, huh?
And that's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
So it got us thinking, and there's a whole bunch of parts of this study. First of all, they also talk about vegans. Vegans, I guess, are less likely to return to eating meat than are vegetarians, according to the study.
And we should clarify what a vegan is as opposed to a vegetarian.
Vegan takes in no animal products at all,
right,
like no milk, dairy, that stuff.
Cheese.
Cheese would be
a
dairy
a
product.
One,
yeah, cheese is a big one. But vegetarians, they'll eat that stuff, but they won't eat the actual creature. So they wouldn't eat fish,
chicken,
and they wouldn't eat chicken. They wouldn't eat meat. So I sound off.
No.
Okay. All right.
I sound off my.
Okay. There you go.
I'm back.
All right. You're back. Anyway, who better to talk about this?
I'm Ron Burgundy.
And we'll talk about, we want to get into this with Juliana Heaver. Juliana, she's been on with Dr. Oz a bunch of times.
She wrote the complete
Idiot's Guide to Plant-Based Nutrition. Yeah, she is a big deal. She wrote the complete Idiot's Guide to Gluten-Free Vegan Cooking. She has a new book coming out, and she had a TV show called What Would Juliana Do? So you're very well qualified is the point. Welcome to the big Thompson and Espinosa show.
Thank you so much for having me.
We'll do all we can to ruin your reputation in the minutes that follow.
No good.
No such thing. So we just wanted to ask you, what do you make out of this? That, 84% of vegetarians and vegans, according to the study, return to meat.
Well, it's a very interesting study, and the population is very interesting. So, yes, it's relatively large. They looked at over 11,000 adults in the United States. But that makes, if they say 2% of the population is vegan or vegetarian, that's really, a couple hundred people. And we got a lot of information from this, not just the numbers, because there's a lot of data that we could kind of extrapolate and kind of know why and kind of study this group, and I think it's really cool. But there was a recent study, the Gallup poll in 2012, they had a totally different number. They found 5% of the population vegetarian and 2% vegan. So, of course, it depends on what you look at. But what's important to look at is why people went back. And there's so many variables that came into play here. I think it was it's a plethora of information. I recommend people look at it. What I think the main reasons that the people went back were either because they felt social pressure. They felt like, oh, I have to be perfect. I have to be all 100%, clean eating. And it's a lot of pressure to stay like that. And the other reason was that people said, a few people said there were health issues, but out of 200 people, 29%, that's a small amount of people.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think the most interesting thing about this entire thing is that vegans not only are they interested in going back, but a big chunk of them are interested in going back and trying it. But the most important thing is that the majority of the people that were vegan or vegetarian were only vegan or vegetarian for less than a year, and a third of them were only vegan or vegetarian for less than 3 months. So 3 months does not a lifestyle make.
But what is that? So you're saying that's not, you have to give it a try for longer than that? Is that what you're saying, to get into a pattern?
Exactly. I think of veganism, it's like the one kind of diet that's more than a diet. It's not just food. There's a lot of philosophy involved and all that, but I think that you really kind of need to really try it. And I think of it like a language. If you want to start out on a vegan diet, you start thinking about different ingredients that perhaps you've never tried before. And that would be like learning some new words in a different language. And then you have to try to make some meals. And that would be like learning a few sentences. And before you know it, you become fluent, but it takes practice.
That's a really good way of putting it. You're right. I tell Mark all the time, my father is from northern Mexico, from Laredo. And they're very heavy meat eaters. And my father, since he was a child, has never liked the smell or taste. So he will not touch beef, chicken, fish, nothing. He does eat cheese. So he's not a vegan, right? But I think unless you, and I've always told my dad, I go, Dad, I want to be like you. I don't want to eat meat. I do gross out when I remember being at a Christmas dinner in El Salvador. And there was a chicken in the backyard, and I thought, how cute. And they're like, well, that's what you're having tonight for dinner. And I was like, oh, what? And I'm like 12. But then, of course, you know, you show me the plate of chicken, and later on I forgot I ate it. So, how do you get over that? Like, I do. I would love to go veggie.
Oh, well, absolutely. I mean, first of all, it is the most health-promoting diet that we have available to us. It's the only diet that's ever been able to reverse disease, namely cardiovascular disease and type 2 diabetes. So it's a very healthy, wonderful way of eating. And what I recommend to people to avoid these pitfalls that the people that went back from it would include, you know, trying it and having fun with it and making it a fun exploration type of thing. You know, try new dishes that you haven't tried before. Look at now, there's like thousands of cookbooks and blogs that have delicious, amazing recipes. So have fun with it and find the recipes that you love to eat. You know, check them off and keep them and save them so you start building a repertoire. Because most people only eat about one or two breakfasts, three or four lunches, five or six dinners a week, right? You rotate through the same old meals. So you just need to kind of find the stuff that you love, and then you've got your whole new way of eating. And it happens really easy. And don't be hard on yourself, you know?
Yeah, that's important, I think. Julianne, I have to ask you this. I mean, this is a fast food nation. I know I have very little time to cook. So what happens when I'm, like, stuck and it's Burger King and McDonald's? What do I do?
Oh, no, I know. But that's the reason why all of us are so sick. It's because we're eating all that fast food. But it doesn't have to be. You don't have to be a gourmet chef by any means. I'm, like, a crazy, busy working mom. And, you know, I do batch cooking. I have my clients just put, you know, make lots of portions and you could freeze stuff. And what I also recommend is a prep day. So on Sundays, I go to the farmer's market and I get all of my produce for the week and I come home and I clean it and chop it and I put them in baggies or Tupperware and it's ready for the week. So that saves a lot of time throughout the week when I want to make a quick meal.
You have a slamming body. I could just hear it. She's like, I go to the farmer's market. I'm like,
when was the last time you were at the farmer's market, Elizabeth? Just a question.
That's a great question. It was probably like 7 years ago.
You can't get Jackson Limousine to swing you by the farmer's market on your way to wherever. Juliana, we want to take some calls. Juliana Heaver's here. You may recognize her from the Steve Harvey Show or Dr. Oz. She's got all these books, and she's got a new book coming out, actually, which we'll get into in the next segment. And her website's called plantbaseddietitian.com. Anyway, maybe you are one of these people who tried the vegetarian thing and you drifted back, or you tried the vegan thing and you drifted back, or you're just curious with any kind of dietary question. I mean, this is a great authority to talk to. We're really honored to have her with us. So please give us a call at 800-520-1KFI if you fall into one of those categories. 800-520-1KFI. More with Juliana when we come back.
Yeah, I want to offer myself. I have a ton of questions. Thompson Espinosa Show, KFI AM 640. Chris Little. KFI AM 640, Thompson and Espinosa Show, Elizabeth Espinosa, Mark Thompson. Good topic for this lunch hour. We're talking about vegetarians, vegans.
This is a huge study that came in, over 11,000 people, and 80% of people who were vegetarian go back to eating meat for whatever reason. You know, it's just too hard to be vegetarian. That was a large number of them, I think 64%, so just too tough to, you know, maintain the lifestyle. We're talking with Juliana Heaver because she is a dietitian extraordinaire. She's been on Dr. Oz, Steve Harvey Show. She wrote The Complete Idiot's Guide to Gluten-Free Vegan Cooking. She has a new book coming out called The Vegetarian Diet. I guess that's a mix a mix of veggie and Mediterranean diet, I would guess, right, Juliana?
Yes, exactly. It's kind of a hybrid. It's like why the Mediterranean diet is the gold standard in the research. It's really because it's a plant-based diet.
Well, we asked you to call us because we want to know if you have any questions. You know, did you go back? I know I tried being a veggie for 2 months, and then I felt like I couldn't find enough protein, and my white blood count went down, so I was all worried, went back.
What's the story on that protein thing before we get to the calls?
Yeah, that's the number one question I get still to this day, and there's two things you need to know about protein. First of all, you don't need as much as you think you do. You only really need about 10% of your calories to come from protein. And when you start getting up into the higher numbers, like 15, 20, 25, and people are up, you know, up to 30% on a lot of these popular diets, you know, you end up taxing your kidneys. It's a lot of work for your body to metabolize that protein. So we don't need as much as you think. The second thing is there is more than abundant amounts of protein found in plant foods. And in fact, if you eat a whole food plant-based diet, it is impossible to not get adequate protein.
Oh, there you go.
Awesome. Jake, let's take Jake's call here. Hi, Jake.
Hey Jake. You're on KFI.
Hello. Yeah, I'm one of those people that goes back and forth, and I've been doing it my whole life, and it really bothers me because I saw a movie by Paul McCartney called Glass Walls, and it shows these people in the slaughterhouses stepping on their heads, and the way that they sling the cows up in the air upside down is so unnatural looking and disgusting and horrible. So I try to become a vegetarian all the time. And sometimes
you.
I last a week. Sometimes I last a month. But
and why
really
do you fall back? Why do you fall back on it?
Because it's an addiction. And it, and sometimes I wonder if there's a loving God, why he made meat taste so good.
Juliana, what's your answer?
Yeah, I mean, that is very true. It is addictive because it's a very rich type of food. And what I recommend and what I guide my clients through and my students through is like really just taking 3 weeks. It takes about 3 weeks to completely transition your taste buds. So if you can commit to a 3 week period of time where you're going to be completely 100% whole food plant-based, and then if you're really having one of those cravings, go for the plant-based versions because now they have so many wonderful food products out there that are faux meats, you know, that they will totally quench that craving for most people. And once you get it out of your system and your body feels great and everything, you don't want it anymore. And all the people I know that have been doing this for years, myself included, it becomes repulsive to think about eating an actual animal at
yeah.
this point. So
that's true. Yeah. Shauna out of Huntington Beach. Hi, Shauna.
Hi, Shauna.
I actually have been like 90% pescatarian for just over a year now. I eat meat like pretty rarely. I never buy it because I also watched a lot of documentaries and videos about how poor the meat industry is and then all the negative effects that it can have. But my question is actually in regards to the kind of fake meat and the tofu. Another thing that I've read is that too much soy and, you know, like tofu and artificial meat actually can be kind of bad for you too. So I was wondering if there's a good, like, recommended amount of how much soy, meat, and tofu that you should be eating in comparison to other beans and legumes and other types of natural protein.
Well, that's a good question, but let me just separate that. They're not the same things. Tofu is not the same as a fake meat. So you're talking about the fake meats are usually made out of soy protein and wheat protein like that in some combination, and I do consider it a processed food. But those are foods that you could enjoy kind of once in a while. But tofu and whole soy products are absolutely health-promoting. And, you know, even the American Institute of Cancer Research recommends that you could have up to 3 servings a day. And that's because there's actually a beneficial effect of eating soy, actual whole food soy versions. Like, they found that you can reduce your risk of breast cancer recurrence and death from breast cancer and a reduced risk of prostate cancer by consuming soy products on a regular basis. So it's actually helpful, and the recommendation is about 3 servings a day. And they say no more than 3 servings because you really don't want to eat one food. You want to get a wide variety of different foods anyway. So you shouldn't be eating corn all day long, too. You should mix it up. Variety is really important anyway. And when I talk about those faux meats, I'm talking about if you're really having a craving and that's what you want. Like on Thanksgiving, I totally have one of those products. Like that's just something I kind of enjoy once or twice a year. And that's totally fine. And even if you need to do it a little bit more while you're transitioning, that's absolutely fine. But I would never put tofu and tempeh and soy milk in the same category as the processed meat.
We're talking about this new study that shows that vegetarians, 80% of them, go back to eating meat at some point. And Ellie, you had that experience, right? Ellie?
Hi, Ellie.
Oh, hi. Yeah, hi, guys. I was actually a vegetarian for 7 years. I got into it when I was really young, I was really heavy in the animal rights. I'd protest my high school saying we have to have vegetarian options. And just after a while, I loved animals so much. I got into the veterinary field. I was a technician. And after a while, I just got apathetic to the whole thing. And I started,
why did that happen?
What?
That took a right turn.
I know, right? And I just started, I realized that, you know what? I'm missing all these opportunities of, like, food choices, all these flavors I'm missing. And I just started slowly introducing meat back into my diet.
Juliana. How can we help her?
I was unable to digest a lot of the meat. It made me, like, sick, physically ill when I started reintroducing the meat back into my diet.
See?
Well, if you think about it, you're talking about all the flavors and everything, but if you actually took a piece of meat and ate it by itself, it wouldn't taste the way you're considering it. Like, the reason people like the quote-unquote taste is because of all of the salt and flavors that it's cooked with and the way it's prepared. Those are the flavors that you're craving. So if you're really craving those, put those on the fake version of the meat. Or there's so many great recipes now, and you could have all kinds of cuisine. That it's not boring at all. You know, Indian food and Asian food and Mexican food, and there's so many different delicious cuisines that are essentially plant-based anyway, and they've got lots of the flavors and spices, and there's a lot of opportunities for delicious eating.
For more, you can go to Juliana Heaver's website, which is plantbaseddietitian.com. Watch for her new book, which is coming out, which is called The Vegetarian Diet, and I think it's coming out in the next couple of weeks. From what I saw, a note that's coming out in the next couple of weeks, and yep. We so appreciate you spending time with us here.
Juliana, that was amazing. I'm going to call
you.
I have more questions.
All right.
Call me anytime. Thank you.
All right.
Thompson Espinoza Show, KFI AM 640.